Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
At the Transfiguration, the Apostles Peter, James, and John went through further transformation, further personal formation. And those who are close to God, who will be with God for eternity, are going to have to go through, all of us, a full transformation. And for many of us, it might be a little rough. Look at Abraham. He left his homeland. His wife was taken by Pharaoh briefly. He had to go into war to rescue Lot. He almost had to sacrifice his son. He had to banish the other one because of family problems. And there he is, an old man, and still is looking for the sign of the covenant. He has faith. He's our father in faith because of it. But still, he did not have it easy. Moses had to go through the Exodus and be in the desert for 40 years with a grumbling people who even made another god at least one point. And some of them wanted to kill him. And then, as an old man, because he messes up, and don't we all mess up? The Lord says, I'm just going to have you look at the Holy Land, but you can't enter into it. Rough. Elijah, hunted down by Jezebel, has to flee into the Judean desert. Peter and James would be martyred, and John would be banished to an island. Rough transformations if you get close to God. But we're supposed to be made perfect. Now we have a very kind, gentle, and loving God. And some just need some gentle transformation. There are some souls. There's others of us that need to be really shaken up and need more of a difficult journey to finally let go of ourselves and be receptive to being made perfect. Each personality gets what they need. And at the Transfiguration, you'll notice at the end, yes, Peter's talking about let's make three tents, but at the end when the cloud comes, it says the apostles are frightened. By the end of that experience, and you notice not all the apostles were there, just Peter, James, and John, they saw things, they were privy to seeing things not everyone got to see. Abraham was privy to seeing that covenant made that others didn't get to see. But they were like the Israelites on Mount Sinai. Moses took his three friends up, and they saw the glory of God close up. Jesus takes three of the apostles, they see the glory of God close up. But the Israelites were frightened when they saw the thunder and the lightning. And the apostles are frightened when they see the cloud envelop them. So are we to be afraid of transformation? I think you can be nervous, and if you catch yourself being a little afraid of the idea, that's very that would be a normal human response. If you start imagining, what do I need? But, as John Paul II, St. John Paul II said, be not afraid. But if you two are to embrace Jesus Christ, and you're to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect, that's what we're all called to be, it's either going to have to be done in this life or in purgatory. And I choose this life. I choose this life. Purgatory is kind of like a backup plan. But I wouldn't wait for the backup plan. So it's going to take some courage, but each of you, each of your souls, I hope, will ask our Lord Jesus Christ, okay, I give you permission, make me perfect. Transform me. Each of you needs to freely do that on your own. And the Lord will answer that prayer. And the apostles, after Jesus died, after the ascension, and the grace they received from the Lord, and the formation they received over 3 years, they went out and helped to change the world. And if you embrace your own transformation, you will be prepared to do likewise.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.